Well, Mickey got back on the bike last time out against Tyrone, and obviously back in contention again. But the you have now to keep on winning.
Perhaps to keep on winning, Tom. I suppose after first day defeat to Armagh, there's no margin for error now. And look, we know that as a group now that if we're looking to get into promotion playoff, that we can't afford another slip up. So we need to be getting a result every Sunday out now, and hopefully get another go at Armagh, you know.
Yeah, and of course everybody was looking at Donegal and Armagh and possibly Tyrone as contenders for that promotion spot, but Longford seem to have come into the mix now as well.
They have, aye, Tom, and I suppose we were just chatting earlier that Longford always seem to come with a good team every 5 or 6 years, you know, and they've a few additions added in this year, a couple of Galway lads, one particular playing full forward who seems to be scoring highly. So look, nothing's going to be easy in this league, Tom. We're away to Longford last day, so we have to get past Louth first. If we don't get a good result against Louth, you know, that'll put us out of the picture. So big game on Sunday for us.
Yeah, Louth on the face, it would look to be in bother and look to be the weak team in the side in the group along with Monaghan.
Yes, and it's probably a bad time to get them, Tom, because after two defeats they have to win maybe a couple of matches now to keep them out of the relegation. So they'll be pushing hard to get 2 points off us, and it's not going to be easy at all, Tom. They were 5 points up against Tyrone one time in the second half and missed a penalty. So Tyrone only pulled away then in the last 10 minutes. They got a goal themselves. So, look, Tom, they're well able to score, and they're a hard-working team, and just doing even homework on them. That they, you know, they get a lot of bodies around the breaking ball and stuff, so we're going to really have to move the ball quick and try to keep it out of them rucks, because they're really dogged, you know.
Yeah, and they did 115 against Tyrone, which is impressive enough scoring.
But as I, and it was now wet one day too, Tom. So, look, they definitely have firepower up there, and we hope with our defence we'll be able to keep them at bay. But I suppose we just need to keep our own house in order, Tom. And I think if we come with the same attitude we went to Hayley Park with, you know, that we could get a result if we turn up the same way again, you know.
Yeah. Donegal played against Tyrone. If they were angry with themselves, can you get them up to the same anger again this weekend?
Yes, I suppose you just have to hold me. You keep coming back to that Armagh game, Tom, and we will do. Just the way we let ourselves down, maybe, and weren't up for the game enough, and Tyrone wanted it more, which is not this team really, because usually they do put on a shift for you, and maybe just a wee bit complacent coming down from 2B the year before. Maybe they thought that Armagh was going to be there for the taking, but Armagh's good hurlers and very good solid team, so. We'll just use that as motivation now, Tom, and keep the boys' heads on it, and we know we can't afford to lose, so every game's a championship game from here to the end of the league, you know.
And tell me, team-wise, have you got everybody?
No, Tom, we're struggling this week. We have probably four or five starters missing. We have Christopher McDermott, Kieran Finn and Bernard Lafferty, all for different reasons, Tom, out of the country.
All away on romantic weekends.
No, they could be. Maybe they're not just telling me that. No, listen, two of them are out of the country, and one of them's got a family wedding, and we've lost Gavin Brown at training there just before the Tyrone match last week with a bad shoulder injury, you know. So Gavin's a big loss for us, training very well, but looked like his league could be over, Tom. So, look, we're going to have to use your strength and depth under the panel and give some boys chances, and hopefully they can, they've all been doing well, hopefully they can step up to the plate on match day, you know.
Given the forecast, that could be a level or two, the strong winds and rain.
Definitely, Tom. The more skillful team goes out the window if you go up to Derver and 50-mile-an-hour ones and rain, and look, it's a level playing field, and it's just it's all down to work rate and hunger and intensity and grinding the result out. So we've talked about that last night, that whatever set this, you know, we're going to have to rise to the occasion. Should it be wet out one today and just try out work both and get a result, you know.